Faith Alive. The book of Jude is a little book in the Bible found just before the last book of the Bible, Revelations. Though Jude is just a chapter long, it is filled with practical wisdom on how Christians ought to live in these end times. The author simply describes himself as a bond servant of Jesus. He was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus, and is often referred to as Thaddeus Judas, not Judas Iscariot. His book is in fact a letter addressed to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus. In the third verse of the book, he admonishes Christians to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once and for all delivered to the saints. His reason was that certain men had crept in who turned the grace of God into lewdness. They turned the grace of God into a filthy thing. It's necessary that as Christians we are bold about our faith. We live in dangerous times, and many are being deceived by false prophets and teachers, while some of us look on helplessly. Selwyn Hughes, author of the daily devotional Every Day with Jesus, describes such Christians as being asleep with the truth. How do we contend for the faith? Here are a few pointers. 1. We must look for opportunities in everyday life events to share our faith with someone. This may be easier in some countries than in others. Your country's laws may prevent you from preaching publicly or using a public office to spread the gospel. You may be able to do so in your private life. We must ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit daily. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be bold witnesses of Jesus. 3. Wherever possible, ask for the names of those we speak to and their contacts if possible. We must pray for them after the event and call them occasionally to find out how they are doing. Some may use this avenue as an opportunity to exploit us, so we must be on our guard and ask for the leading and wisdom of God. 4. We must take part in evangelistic missions, either by actively participating or by giving to support the cause and praying towards it. 5. Let our lives be a witness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. 6. If we have children, we must raise them in the ways of the Lord, so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. Our scripture today for reflection is Jude 3. I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Shalom.